Now, schools will be out for summer shortly, and parents, of course, looking to busy their children for the summertime. Yes, summer camps have become part and parcel of life for many's a day here now in Ireland. And, you know, there's always a range of them available covering sports and different aspects of life. But we're going to talk about a summer camp with a difference for the next while, because I'm joined by Caoimhe Teggart O'Grady from the Confidence Clinic Summer Camps. Hello, Caoimhe.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Thanks. I'm really good. Not at all. You're very welcome to the show, and you're with us because I know you're expanding your summer camps this year. You have 15 new locations, including in North County Dublin, which is beside us here, and in County Meath. Best life summer camps. What distinguishes you from the rest?
Well, I suppose we're very different. A lot of kids would go to sports camps, and my own children included, and they're fantastic. But not every child is able for sport or is good at sport, and it can sometimes knock their confidence a little bit to be forced to do those camps. So we're a camp that we have children with all sorts of different backgrounds and abilities, and we want to build their confidence. So we play games, but we play very non-competitive games, and we try to have lots of fun outdoors. We do arts and crafts with them, and we do life lessons. So we sit down on blankets and cushions, and we have a chat with the children about different topics, such as standing up for themselves, growing their friendships, dealing with mean words is a very popular one. We do water off a duck's back and try and teach the kids not to believe everything that's said to them and not to get it into their head every time somebody says something or looks at them funny. You know, there's a lot of anxiety out there. So we have all different types of children. Some seem very confident, but their parents would tell you that, oh no, when they come home, they go over everything that people have said to them, or they worry at night. So we're trying to, I suppose, reach out and do something for the well-being of children and to help with, you know, self-improvement or self-help, because life coaching is what I've been doing for a long time. And the same topics keep coming up again and again with the children that I see. So I decided, you know, a few years ago, let's put this into a summer camp and let's try and help the kids in numbers rather than a one-to-one basis, because there's only so many you can help when you see them on a one-to-one basis.
I really like it. I like it.
Thanks a million.
Yeah, no, I do. I think you're doing something that is so necessary and required for so many children today. Unfortunately, that is the case. You know what I mean? When you just understand. You see it more on the front line than I do, but life is challenging even if you're 6 to 13 years of age.
Yeah, it's amazing how young now I get calls from parents, you know, sometimes 5 and 6 year olds. And I have to kind of say, look, they're very, very young to even get this concept of being, having their conscious thoughts and trying to boost their own confidence and tell themselves, I can do it, or push through and keep trying. Because you really only have a conscious mind at around kind of 6, 7. So that's why we say age 6 upwards. A 5-year-old, sometimes they can get it, but a lot of the time they're not, they don't understand. And you say, well, what are you telling yourself in those moments? They say, I don't know, I'm not telling myself anything, because they don't have that conscious thinking yet. So that's the reason we start at 6, but there is a lot of anxiety starting very young now. And so we're trying to do our bit, our small bit, in our own corner of the world here, just trying to help bring awareness and make it something that's consciously on their mind, that they can catch themselves and make themselves aware if they're, if they've got negative self-talk or if they're beating themselves up over something.
It's so important. I'm reading some of the testimonials from parents who've had children with you at the camps. Yeah. I love this one. A mother said that there was no more fighting in the household between them. Listen, leave your number with us, will I? Will you please? And I'll tell you this, every household in the Northeast and the country wants to hear from you. Mother of God, if you could only achieve that alone, Caoimhe.
I know. Look, if I could do it in my own house as well. I three myself, and there's a lot of fighting goes on. But I suppose that was an interesting one. The mother said to me, my God, what have you done? Like, there's no fighting all week. They're being really nice to each other. And I hope it continued. I don't know that it did, because we're human and we annoy each other. And I say to the kids, look, it's hard to live with other people, even if they're family. And even if we love them, it's hard. We annoy each other. We frustrate each other. And there's always the same fights. We go around in a loop, having the same arguments about the same things. trying to get them aware of what are the things that you keep fighting with your brothers or sisters about, or your parents. Like, what are they? Is it the remote control? Is it the screen time? Is it not getting up in the morning, homework? And I try to say, how could we solve that? How could we make your life happier by figuring out a way of coming up with a plan or an agreement? And you try to stick to that plan or agreement, or also just walking away from arguments. Walk away. Like, when do you really have to get into every little nitty gritty thing that someone says to you, especially brothers and sisters, because they know the buttons to press. So I talk to them about walking away and water off a duck's back, and that you don't have to have the last word on everything. Mm. You know, it's actually quite powerful to say, I'm not getting into this. I'm in a good mood and I'm not going to let this person pull me down. I'm going to go up to my room, or I'm going to go outside, or I'm going to do something else now.
Yes, you can't win.
It really helps that family.
Yeah, you can't win every battle, as you say.
You don't have to try all the time. Mm. No, it's exhausting if you're trying to win every argument all the time.
Anyway, if you're the panacea to this, Caoimhe Teagart O'Grady, you are going to be a very wealthy woman for sure. On a serious note, though, another really powerful testimonial to what you do. A mum was talking about her child who was very anxious. You've mentioned anxiety a couple of times. And this child, after experiencing your going through your camp and experiencing all that's involved, this child actually, for the first time in ages, slept in her own bed for the week. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was thrilled with that one. I mean, I love to hear the feedback because it just makes it all worthwhile when you hear the positive things that happen. And not everybody gets, everybody doesn't get everything from it. Some kids don't pick up what you're trying to tell them, but hopefully they've had a good week and social skills have improved or they've had fun. But this child, she had come to me before, and the mother said to me, it's years since she slept in her own bed through the night. She comes in every night and gets into our bed and wakes us, and there's always anxiety and worry at night time. And she said, I can't believe, what have you done? Like, what magic have you worked? And I said, I actually don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the positive talk that we're talking about, your inner talk, or whether it's just some of the meditations that we do, because we're getting them to relax. Now, it's not for long. These are kids and they don't particularly want to meditate or relax. So we're trying to get them to do a few minutes meditation. And sometimes that really helps them just relax their body and mind. And one of them that I do, we don't do them all lying down and still, because some of them can't do that. We might do them standing on the grass, and I say, take off your socks and shoes and connect with the earth and imagine yourself grounding down into the earth. Like, we try to be outside as much as we can in nature. But so this one, I was saying to her, take off your socks and shoes and stand on the grass. Now, they don't have to do that if they don't want to. And we imagine the roots growing down into the earth, and you're grounding yourself and you've got that lovely energy coming from the earth. And we just do a nice little meditation with them. But I think it was that was possibly what did it for her. I said to the mum, like, let her run around the beach in her bare feet and let her run around the grass in her bare feet and try it and see, because that is, it's said to really help with anxiety, because, you know, when we don't connect with the earth, our energy is different. I don't know what it was with that child, but I was thrilled to hear that she'd slept in her own bed, and she continued to sleep in her own bed and worry less because she had come a couple of times. We've lots of kids come back again and again. But I suppose with 15 new locations, there's lots of people who don't know about what we do and don't know about the camps. So I'm just would love to get word out there, because there's nothing more frustrating than after the camps take place, parents saying to me, oh, if I'd known about that, I would have sent my child. They really need it. So that's why it's great to get on and talk to you, Gerry, because it's great to get word out.
I'm delighted to highlight it. Yeah, because it is different, and it is so important in the context of the world today. I can tell you, as a gardener and an avid gardener, when you put your hands into the soil, you know, or your feet on the grass or whatever, I know over the years there is something about it that you connect with something, or it does something for you, and you're on the right tack there for sure. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is, with the, of course, the advent of smartphones and social media, and I'm reading today in the newspapers that the percentage of children missing school because they're up till 3 and 4 in the morning on smartphones is just really worrying for a number of schools. Social skills. What about social skills? How are you finding it today, now that you have a generation that, you know, their world nearly revolves around social media and smartphones?
Oh, well, look, I am worried about it. I'll be honest. I have three kids myself. They're 9, 13 and 15. And they've been doing these camps with me over the years, and they are on screens. And I worry for them and their generation. I worry that kids don't seem to just be willing to talk to others as much as they used to. When we were kids and we were out in the summer, you know, if you met somebody you kind of knew, you might chat to them, or you might say what he's up to. Or it might be two groups of friends that would stop and talk and hang out for a bit. And it just seems to be very insular little groups that don't mix, and they don't talk to each other. They don't even say hi to each other when they see people out and about. And it really worries me. I know they might do it on social media, but it's not the same, as we all know. We need to have those face-to-face skills. And I love getting the kids to the camps to do this. Just make friends and push them out of their comfort zone and say to them, look, it is going to be a little bit awkward for a few minutes while you're getting to know these new people. But once you push past that, you're going to have loads of fun with them and you're going to have new friends. It really does worry me, the social skills aspect of the way things are going. And I really try to push my own kids and any children that come to me, teenagers as well, for life coaching. I talk to them about pushing past that awkwardness and that uncomfortable feeling of, but I don't know them and I don't know what to say. Even just hi and a smile can be the start. It can be the breaking of the ice. And I talk to them about, well, you can always talk about the situation you're in. Like if you're starting, it's your first day in secondary school and you started secondary school, what would you talk about? You talk about the fact that, what do you think of the school? What subjects did you pick? Which school did you go to before now? You talk about the situation you're in. A lot of them just don't seem to even want to be on a phone talking. I heard that recently as well, that there's a huge amount of a certain generation that they never answer the phone. They don't talk on the phone, which just seems bizarre. So because they're texting and using their fingers to type things, they're not talking as much. So I suppose my mission with this is getting them talking and letting them see it's not so scary. And you just have to be brave and push yourself. And once you go and do it once or twice or three times, you realise it's not a big deal. And if somebody doesn't respond well and they don't talk back, that's their issue. That's what's going on in their head. It's not about you. You move on and you don't take it personally. That, I think, is part of the problem. You know, feeling judged all the time. And what if they don't reply? What if they don't answer back?
Yes.
What if they go and talk to me about me to somebody else? So there's an awful lot of head stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, overthinking every little thing.
And I take it the phones are left aside for the duration of your camp, yes?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. That's just assured. You have to do this.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You couldn't do it. And so we're outdoors as much as we can. I love getting the kids out when the sun is shining. So we play games outside and we do the life lessons outside on blankets and cushions. And if anybody has a phone, we just ask them. If we see them at break time, even checking the phone, we kind of say, look, if you really need to check it. Some kids, like the older kids that have a phone who are really anxious, we just ask them, would you mind putting it away? Because if other children see it now, they're going to think it's okay. It's not okay to have a phone on this camp. It's non-technology camp, you know. It's not about coding or anything like that. It's about chatting to people and making friends and being kind to each other. Hopefully leaving with a few skills.
And I when you mentioned it there, I can remember those days myself. They were quite a time ago when I moved schools, went to college, into new organisations. It is a big ask, you know what I mean, to engage with people. But it's something that we must do in life, because life moves on and we move on and we make new friends and go to new places and different countries and whatever besides. But I want to say, in finishing today, outdoor games and arts and crafts and fun and is a huge part of the Best Life summer camps. How do people find out more if they want to book places with you?
Yeah, no problem. That's all on our website. So theconfidenceclinic.ie, and they go into summer camps. So theconfidenceclinic.ie/summer camps is the website, and they can read, they can see some photos, and then down the bottom is all the camps and all the locations and dates. And there's a little button that says book now, and they can go in there. They can give a €50 deposit to book a slot and pay the rest before the camp starts. So it's a four-day camp, half nine to half two each day. We find the days are long enough and the kids are exhausted after the 4 days.
Yes.
So we pack a lot in, but usually they're bouncing out at the door on the first day saying, yeah, I want to go back, I love it, you know. So we try to make it as different to school as we can.
That's testament alone to you and what you do, I have to say. I really like it. I really, really do. I say it again. Best Life Summer Camps, theconfidenceclinic.ie/summercamps. It's been lovely chatting to you today, and I'm sure you're going to pack out wherever you're on all over the country this year. And just to remind you, in our Bailiwick, North County, Dublin and Meath camps available. Until the next time, thank you so much, Caoimhe.
Thanks, Gerry. Take care. Have a great day.